CCB Award Winners for 2009, by Catherine Skivers. Information concerning awards given by the publication and membership committees will appear elsewhere in the BC. 5 awards were given by the History and Awards Committee during the banquet at the Spring Convention in Sacramento. It is unfortunate that time and space prevent us from sharing the great nomination letters we received for award candidates this year. Peter Benavidez was given a well-deserved Community Service Award. He has been Executive Director of Blindness Support Services in Riverside County for 15 years, and his tireless efforts have brought many specialized services to Riverside County and the surrounding area. He has been successful in obtaining financial assistance from Riverside County, the Department of Rehabilitation, and others. This has allowed Blindness Support Services to become an agency which not only has broad services not page 17 previously available in Riverside County, but has also been instrumental in establishing apartments which are available to blind and visually impaired people. He recently became chairman of the Blind Advisory Committee with the Department of Rehabilitation. Peter deserves much credit for his many accomplishments that have brought many more opportunities for the blind in his community. He was unable to attend the convention, and Charles Nabaridi accepted the award for him and agreed to take it to him. The Humanitarian Award was given to Jane Corcoran. She was a longtime transcriber of materials for students and others in the Bay Area. Students particularly appreciated the fine work she did in making it possible for them to understand graphics. She was unable to attend the convention, but Roger Peterson, the awards committee member, presented the plaque to her at the April meeting of the Silicon Valley Council of the Blind. She was able to be there in person, and was very pleased with her award. Elmer Chapson was on hand at this meeting, and he and Jane talked about all the work they had done together through the years. They reminisced about something Jane has said quite often about transcribing graphics: what may be eye appealing to some can be finger appalling to others. We are always so appreciative of people like Jane who give so much of their lives to helping people in our community. A second humanitarian award was presented to Larry Swenson, who was on hand to receive it. He was a founding member of the Redwood Empire chapter and instrumental in establishing the Earl Bound Center in Santa Rosa. The members of his chapter wanted him to have an award, and gave us a lengthy description of his fine accomplishments. He has helped with many community projects, including improvements in transportation, removing sidewalk barriers, and getting page 18 audible signals installed in their area. He is especially good at finding young blind people who are in need of help, which he gives willingly. We were also reminded that he has a lovely home and picnic area, and that he is most generous in inviting chapter members and others to come there. Many of us have been to the fine barbecues he has held. The nomination information that was sent to us about Larry make it clear that he is a respected and loved member of his chapter. A Distinguished Service Award was given to Joe Smith. He was not at the convention because he and his wife were out of state celebrating their 40th wedding anniversary. His friend Joe Xavier accepted the award in his absence. Joe was nominated for this award because of his tireless efforts on behalf of blind people for at least 50 years. He was a vendor in the Business Enterprise Program in California, and later was in charge of the program for the Department of Rehabilitation. He was supportive of new vendors and helped establish the Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California, which later became the Randolph Shepherd Vendors in ACB. Joe has been extremely helpful to the Blind Advisory Committee of the Department of Rehabilitation. In his private life outside of the department, he has helped countless people throughout the years, especially those who worked in the Business Enterprise Program. By the time you read this, Joe will have retired from the department. He says he has worked long enough and now wants to do something else. He was very appreciative of his award. Lonnie King, the husband of the late Rhonda King, was very surprised to receive the Merit Award. He received it because he has been most helpful to the members of this chapter and many others. He is an electrician by profession, and President Thom shared with us that he rewired our Sacramento office at no cost to the council. He's performed this kind of service for many of our members. His award, page 19, however, recognize him for something for which he is most well known. He has done an excellent job of being a bartender at our conventions, which is where many of you have met him. In accepting the award, he said, "Rhonda and I did everything together. This award is as much for her as it is for me." It was our pleasure to share with him how we all appreciate his efforts and his staunch support of CCB. The awards committee has made a sixth award this year. This will be a surprise presented to someone at the 75th anniversary convention banquet. For now, only the committee members know who the recipient will be. Once again, on behalf of our committee, I want to thank those of you who took the time to nominate our award winners and for writing such excellent recommendations for them. Time goes so fast that it won't be too long before it's time to nominate people for 2010. You can contact any one of the committee members to discuss award nominations you might want to make, or you can send them directly to the CCB office. You will be advised on the California Connection and in this magazine when it is time to submit nominations you might care to make. Members of the Awards and History Committee are Gussie Morgan, Don Quinn, Al Gill, Roger Peterson, Bernice Kandarian, Chris Gray, and Joe Smith. I am privileged to serve with this very fine committee. I want to thank them all for their work.